WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, TV critic for Broadcasting and Cable Magazine and TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. When news of the sudden death of NBC's Tim Russert hit the airwaves Friday afternoon, cable news networks covered the event as though a head of state had died suddenly. On MSNBC, Keith Olbermann fought back tears as he read the latest incoming bulletins, like Walter Cronkite announcing the death of JFK. And the tributes continued. A primetime NBC special on Friday, a Today Show devoted to Russert on Saturday, and, on Sunday, a special edition of Meet the Press, the program over which Russert had presided for 17 years, hosted by old friend and colleague Tom Brokaw. Brokaw choked up, too, at one point, when trying to describe how much Tim Russert loved his country, his hometown of Buffalo, and politics in general. Everyone from Maria Shriver to James Carville spoke openly, tenderly, and fondly about Tim Russert the man, as well as Tim Russert the journalist. It was very clear they were genuinely impressed by both. My own personal memories of Tim Russert are less intimate, but no less fond. I first met him and interviewed him when he was a behind-the-scenes executive at NBC, before he had been persuaded to take all his obvious knowledge, enthusiasm, and infectious personality and put them to better use in front of the camera. He was smart and focused and accessible then, and he stayed that way over the decades, no matter how big his star rose at NBC. I greatly respected his devotion to both his father and his son, but what I admired most about Tim Russert, speaking as a TV critic, was the high standard with which he approached his job as political interviewer and analyst. Each week on Meet the Press, Russert would throw out question after question, often in a sequence designed to lead somewhere specific, betraying his early training in law school. More often than not, he elicited answers that became an important part of the public historical record. Brokaw played some samples of that yesterday, including this interview with Hillary Clinton, early into her tenure as the junior senator from New York.
Do you ever want to be president?
No.
You know, ever?
No, I really...
Never. You'll never run.
You know, Tim, I have no intention of running for president.
No, but that's no intention. Either I will never run or I might run.
You know, your good friend and mine, James Carville, told me, Tim will ask you this 900 different ways, but the answer is the same. I do not intend to do that.
All the mourning for Tim Russert the past few days may seem out of proportion, but I don't think it is. Russert not only was one of the good guys. In tribute after tribute, he was celebrated for his seriousness at work, for his preparation, for both the respect he commanded and the respect he gave his guests. But he was compared time and time again to Edward R. Murrow and Walter Cronkite. And while Russert never was a wordsmith like Murrow or commanded huge audiences like Cronkite, he spoke seriously and plainly about people and things that mattered. He never condescended, he was always prepared, and he had a gift for reducing complex issues to understandable bite-sized pieces. Just remember his dry erase board back in 2000, when he went deliberately and brilliantly low-tech and explained the pivot point of the presidential election by writing, Florida, Florida, Florida. Meet the Press, which began in 1947, is television's longest-running continuous program. Tim Russert was a big part of that show's legacy and no small reason why it still exists. Whoever succeeds Russert as host of that show will have huge shoes to fill. But if he or she does half as good a job, viewers will continue to be well served.